Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's get it. Hour number 3 of the Rob Brown Show goes now. This is ESPN Upstate. Welcome back, Rob Lonzo, you right here on the Big Stick, 97.7 FM Greenville, 97.1 FM Spartanburg, all around the world on the radio.com app. Put it on all of your digital devices and listen to the station around the clock. Also want to remind you that coming up tomorrow and Sunday, we have got some big time stuff for you, ladies and gentlemen, because we are your home for live sports around the upstate. Tomorrow, we have got a pair of games for you. We'll be starting off with Furman basketball. Yes, indeed, your home for Furman basketball. Paladins Hoops is right here on ESPN Upstate. Every game coming to you live, including tomorrow when we will get you underway. 3 o'clock to start of that game, and then when that game hits its conclusion, we will send you on over to our Saturday evening NFL divisional round matchup. We're going to jump in with you we'll be starting at 3:30. 3:30 is your pregame coverage of Furman basketball versus Eastern Tennessee State. That'll take you to around 6:30 or so. Then at 7:45, we'll clip you on to the Baltimore versus Buffalo game. Then on Sunday morning from 8 to 10, we've got your BetQL countdown to kickoff at 2:30. We'll take you live to Kansas City, where we will host the Browns versus the Chiefs. Then at 6:15, at the conclusion of postgame coverage of Cleveland, Kansas City, 6:15, we take you down to the Big Easy, New Orleans, Louisiana, where the Saints will be hosting Tom Brady and Tampa Bay. So there you have it. There's your coverage schedule for the weekend. If you got to be out and about running around, you got chores and responsibilities and what not to do, then we have got you covered all weekend right here on ESPN Upstate. Let's jump into it. Saints Bucks is our Sunday night game, our final game of the weekend. Brady taking on Breeze in what I think could be a battle. The Saints, Lonzo, have dominated this series in the regular season. The Saints swept the NFC South this year, going 6-0. Both times they faced the Buccaneers, they were clearly in control of the game, including that 38-3 beatdown about midway through the season. But this doesn't appear to be the same Tampa Bay team. It looks like they've been figuring it out. They dumped 38, 43, and 45 in their final three games of the season. Granted, not against great competition. Two shots against the Falcons, one against the Lions with an injured Matt Stafford at quarterback. But hard to put up 40 in the NFL, harder to do it three times in a row. So they look like they had kind of started to sort out the problem. The pass protection had gotten better. The Saints sacked Brady 8 times in that 38-3 L they ate. By the way, that was a home game for Tampa Bay when that happened. However, they go up to Washington. Tyler Heinicke looks really good. The Tampa Bay run defense leads the NFL, but the Bucs allowed 100 rushing yards or more four times. One of those was against the New Orleans Saints. Taylor Heinicke showed that if you can stretch the field, and obviously Drew Brees isn't going to be able to run like Taylor Heinicke, but Alvin Kamara certainly can. Latavius Murray has been the unsung hero of this team. Did not practice yesterday, by the way. He's got some issue with a quad. He may or may not be available on Sunday evening. All that to say, though, I thought the Buccaneers had pulled it all together leading into the postseason. They go up to D.C. against the Washington football team. They score 18. The game was in question a few times in the third quarter, but Tampa did what they needed to do late to get the dub. Do you feel like the Buccaneers have sorted it out, or do you think the Saints can maintain the momentum against the Bucs?
You know, coming into this season, Tampa Bay, all the hype, all the media attention, everything that goes with Tom Brady leaving the New England Patriots and coming to this team, which is stacked full of talent, and they should have been better than what they were. At least, you know, there was salivating going on in sports media. Oh, man, Tom Brady, he's going to do this year. And I just, you know, bias aside, I didn't see all the hype because Tom Brady is still an older guy. Can't do a lot of things that he used to be able to do. The main thing with this, and they beat some lesser teams, they cannot beat the New Orleans Saints. And here's the reason why they can't, because Tom Brady can't stay upright with that defense. He absolutely cannot. That defense understands how to get pressure on him, causing him to hurry throws. And that's what Washington did to him a little bit. Now, did they get a lot of pressure on him? No, but they got enough to where you saw some hurried throws from him last week, saw some frustration, him throwing his tantrums on the sideline, which he always gets away with, and no one really seems to care. Whereas if it's Cam Newton or somebody else doing it, well, it's a big deal. I just don't – there's no way. There is no way that they can come out there and compete with the New Orleans Saints after the beatdowns that they've received two times. Can a team beat a team for a third time? They absolutely can. New Orleans has all the weapons. And, hey, unlike with Tampa Bay, if something happens to Drew Brees, whoever the backup is who comes in, they can win that game too. I don't think you have any reason to sweat this at all. I'm going to sit back and I'm going to enjoy the beatdown and the early exit of Tom Brady from the playoffs.
Don't you put that voodoo on me, Ricky Bobby. Don't you do it, Zoe. I know what you're trying to do, man. Zoe's trying to build me up, get my confidence up, get me all feeling good. So on Sunday night, I'm tweeting with swagger. I'm out there talking about how great everything is. Saints fitting to blow the Bucks out of the water, and then we're going to lose, and Lonzo's going to come in here on Monday, and I'm going to have to fight through a show where I'm all bummed. And it's a Sunday night game, so I got zero time to get over the loss after it happens. Brady's going to come in. He's going to figure out a way to beat the Saints. It's the same crap in the playoffs that New Orleans has been doing for years. We're going to go out there. It's going to go from Minnesota Miracle to no called pass interference against the Rams in 2018. And Brady's going to come out, do something very Tom Brady-y, get a last-second score, knock Drew Brees out of the playoffs in his final playoff run, and I'm going to come in here on Monday, and all of a sudden, everybody's going to want to call the Rob Brown Show to talk about how great Tom Brady is. That's what's going to happen,
no,
so.
No. I don't believe – I believe the ledge that you're supposedly on right now is about 6 inches high, which, you know, for some people might be a struggle jumping off that – 6-inch high ledge. Come on, you don't believe any of that. When it comes down to, I get the past, I get all that, but one thing Tom Brady doesn't have, a main thing that Tom Brady doesn't have, he doesn't have Bill Belichick to make the adjustments. Bruce Arians can't do that.
Where's Bill Belichick at today, by
doesn't matter.
He had a
depleted roster.
It was Belichick's system. He had all the same system, except he had Cam Newton in, who, by the way, is not a bad quarterback. Hoodie didn't even sniff the playoffs. Brady's in. but Brady needs hoodie is what you're telling me.
He does from a coaching standpoint to be able to – we just talked about last hour how Arians is the one guy out of all of them that's not a certain type of guy, and Arians cannot make the adjustments. If he could in game two when the Bucs play the Saints, it would have been a different game, and it wasn't. And it's not a matter of talent. It's a matter of coaching when it comes to that. Good coaches, great coaches, make adjustments. You played this team twice. You should know how to beat them. They're not going to be able to. New Orleans is going to win this game. And don't you dare be doubting your team, man. Drew Brees comes out on top because he's a better quarterback than Tom Brady. And that team is better. And the coach is better. And Tom Brady's going home.
All right, now let's talk about what's happened to the Saints. I know it's the past, but Zoe, there's the past.
You are starting dangerously starting to sound like a Dallas Cowboys fan. I know all that positive stuff, but let me tell you Let me tell you why we can't win. I know that we did it twice. Here's why we can't win. Don't do that.
Dallas Cowboy fans tell you how great they are when they haven't been in the playoffs since what, 1862?
Not the ones I've been around.
Oh, well, the Cowboys fans down on the panhandle, they love to tell you how great they are, even when they're, you know, not. Here's what I know. What I know is that in the last three trips to the playoffs, the Saints have been dispatched in more and more cruel and inhumane ways. That's just what we do. I don't know why. I don't like it. I don't know what – I don't know. Some Saints fan somewhere officially sold his soul to get us our 2009 Super Bowl win, and it's just been nothing since then, right? This is the last ride for Drew Brees. This is the single most emotional playoff game for New Orleans Saints fans. Drew Brees' last ride. We know that effectively closes the window for a couple of years, unless we can pull off something crazy and get a Deshaun Watson or somebody, or get very lucky on a draft pick quarterback in the next year or two. We know this closes the window for this championship run. Sean Payton and Mickey Loomis are going to have a lot of room, a lot of work to do in order to open the window a second time. It's an unfortunate, painful, but true reality. This is the most emotionally demanding playoff run of the New Orleans Saints since the 09 Super Bowl run, which stands to reason, though, that it's only the NFL's way to find another more cruel way to dispatch us from our optimism, hope, and passion. That's just how it goes. Now, as far as the game goes for the Saints, it's a very simple premise. Get Brady off the field. Don't turn the ball over. Eat up clock. It's that simple. I don't want a fast-paced offense here. I want Latavius Murray and Alvin Kamara. Now, the problem is, again, the Tampa Bay defense, number one run defense in the National Football League. The Saints are probably a better defense overall than Tampa Bay. Devin White back, by the way, for these Buccaneers, who was their primary run stuffer this year until he had to go out because of the Rona. This New Orleans offensive line is one of the best offensive lines in football this year. It really is. In the 38-3 game that took place back in early November, the Saints controlled the ball. You want to take a stab at how many minutes the Saints had possession of the ball in that 60-minute game, Zoe?
Let's go 35.
40, almost 41.
Wow.
40 and some change. They held the ball and controlled the ball. And by the way, Michael Thomas is back. Last week, took him some time to get back in stride, did punch one in the end zone against the Bears early in the game. First touchdown of the night went to Mike Thomas. You got to think after a week of work, a week of practice, a week back with the team, he's going to be more in stride coming up this week. They are going to need to dink and dunk, right? They're going to need to dink and dunk this week. It's a very similar formula to what worked in the first two games. Get Brady off the field and frustrated, which the Saints did a lot. Don't turn the ball over. Control the clock. You do those three things, you win. But Zoe, they're going to miss a pass interference call or get a miracle Hail Mary touchdown or something, and the Saints are going to lose this game. Radio guy is going to pick the Saints because on the Vegas board, that's the favorite. The Saints should win. They've got the better talent. They've proven themselves all year long. The radio guy, Rob Brown, is going to pick the Saints. But just know in my heart of hearts on Sunday night when this game's over and the Saints are headed home with an L, just know, don't text me because I don't want to hear it. Your turn, Zoe.
Dude, you know, I was concerned and still am about the Cleveland game with Kansas City, but I'm not. I told you I, with a minute left and time on, I would be okay being down because I know Kansas City could come back. I feel the same confidence about New Orleans. New Orleans has this. They absolutely have this game. They're going to beat Tampa Bay again. They have the formula that Tampa Bay cannot, they can't get out of it. They cannot fix it. Yes, they're playing better, but they were playing better against inferior teams. Talking about Tampa Bay, New Orleans can, will, without a doubt, I'm not going to guarantee it because you might want to hurt me. They're going to win. They're going to win this game. The NFL is not out to get New Orleans. The referees not out to get New Orleans.
Yes, they are. They've been doing it every damn year.
They're not out to get them. They are not.
Hang on. I got to walk to the kitchen to get my tinfoil. I ran out of tinfoil for hats. Hang on. I'll be right back.
You should absolutely keep that near your broadcast location at all times because you never know when they're listening.
Roger Goodell hates us. It just is what it is. All right. 844-GSP-ESPN. Give me your score. Give me your final score there, Zoe. What do you think?
I am going to go 34-14 New Orleans.
34. Oh, a beatdown. Another beatdown.
Yes.
I'm not giving a score because
Tommy going to be sitting on the bench throwing another fit like he did last week, and maybe the media might mention something.
Listen to Lonzo, the biggest New Orleans Saints fan in the upstate. You love to hear it. All right, 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776 is the number to be a part of the program. Text us at 71307, 71307. Start your text with ESPN. We'll read them on the air. Quick break. We'll come back. A couple more thoughts on playoff football before we get out of here. You're listening to The Rob Brown Show with Rob and Lonzo right here on ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It's ESPN Upstate. So, we've got our NFL schedule broken down for this weekend. Tomorrow, 4:35, Rams at Packers. Zoe and I have both selected the Packers there. At 8:15 tomorrow, the Ravens are at the Bills. Both of us taking the Ravens to upset the Bills on the road. Browns at Chiefs on Sunday at 3:05. Both of us rocking with Kansas City in that one. And in the NFL division around Sunday night are Buccaneers at New Orleans. Both of us have the Saints, except for me, who knows that the Buccaneers are going to break my heart. That's just how it goes. So, there's playoff games for the weekend. A couple of other stories that have popped up over the last couple of hours. We do know that Kyrie Irving is going to be rejoining the Nets. James Harden is officially in the mix now. Kyrie took a big ol' fine, by the way, because of his time away from the team and violating the league's health and safety protocols. A $50K fine. It includes attending indoor social gatherings of 15 more or more people, entering bars, lounges, clubs, similar establishments, etc., etc. Also forfeits more than $800,000 for a couple of parties that he intended. You know, a couple of days ago, Lonzo, I was actually defending Kyrie Irving because I said, look, we know that this dude has spoken out about having some mental health issues, and I very rarely am going to fault somebody for needing to take care of themselves. The issue that I had, obviously, I think most people did, was the fact that he didn't really even tell his team what he was doing. He just disappeared. But when you are taking care of mental health issues and not telling your employer where you are and then turning up in the club, and especially during the Rona, yeah, you pretty much lose any sympathy that most of us would have had for you at that point. $850K total between fines and forfeiture of income for Kyrie Irving is a huge chunk of change, even for the amount of money he's getting paid. Like I said, I think this Nets experiment is ultimately going to blow up, and it didn't shock me if Kyrie Irving is the fuse that lights the powder keg.
Without a doubt. If you're the Nets, I understand that Kyrie is a great player. He was on the team with LeBron that won the championship. But he even then, you could see that there were problems. And since then, there's been more and more and more. Why didn't you trade him away? I mean, you could have solved the problem by trading him away. Then you would have KD and Harden, and you wouldn't have to worry about whether this guy's going to show up. When he does, is he burning sage? Is he looking at the earth like it's flat? Is he doing all these weird things that he does instead of being out on the court and doing what he does best, which is play basketball?
The association handed down the fine earlier today. Kyrie, hit with $50K, will also forfeit, with the fines and including forfeited game checks for the two games he missed. It equates to $816,898. He was also fined $25K earlier this season for refusing to speak with the media. Kyrie Irving's, at this point, and I think the NBA is, you know, I don't think the NBA has a higher percentage of players who have this type of drama. I think that it's just a more individually based league, right? You got fewer players, and I've said this for years. I know it sounds a little weird, but when you see James Harden on the floor, you know it's James Harden. When you see Kyrie Irving on the floor, you know it's Kyrie. You're looking at their face, and you're reading their expression and their emotion all the time. With football players, I mean, they got helmets on, right? Unless you're zoomed in on their face, they're just kind of a uniform and a helmet attached. So we sometimes don't get as connected to the on-the-field, on-the-court drama with football players as we do with basketball players, because we're further away, there's more guys, and they're less visible. But that also comes with the negative impact of that, right? Here you have a guy, they just built a super team basically around him and KD by bringing in James Harden. He couldn't handle the pressure of doing the right thing when him and KD, by the way, both guys who wanted this super team to happen, he couldn't handle the drama of being on a super team with him and KD, and now you're going to add another me-first guy in James Harden into the mix. I got to tell you, man, I don't think the age of the super team is going to be going away anytime yet, but I also think that programs, franchises are going to be a lot more careful about how they build these things in the future, because this powder keg's going to go off. It's just a matter of time.
But if you're the GM of the Nets, do you pull the trigger? Do you bring these guys in? I think you have to take a chance on it. Even though we don't believe it's going to be successful, there's still the chance that it could be with the name talent that you're bringing in. Guys who are really good, guys that are champions. Well, all right, one guy that's a champ. Well, no, actually, two of the three are champions. And so you know that they know how to win the big games. If you're the GM of the Nets, do you do this?
Yeah, I'm with you. I think you have to, right?
You got to take the risk. You absolutely have to.
Here's the thing. The Nets couldn't have gotten worse than they were before Kyrie and KD showed up, right? So one of two things is going to happen. You're either going to create a super team that's going to dominate the league, because that's the amount of offensive potential that these three guys have if they can figure out how to make it work together. You're either going to create a super team that dominates the league, or it's going to blow up in your face. All three of these guys, by the way, have a player option for next year. Harden, KD, and Kyrie all have an option out next year. So, by structuring it that way, if they go out this year and they dominate the league, then they're likely all going to want to come back to run it back the next year. I don't think any of them are going to go, well, I want to go somewhere and do it on my own. Because that's why they're here, because they didn't want to. And if it blows up entirely, then these guys are probably going to want out. And where are you? You're where you were 2 years ago. So what? You where you were 2 years ago with a head coach with 2 years of training and practice under his belt to act in that position. I'm good with it. I'm with you. I think it's going to end hilariously for everybody else. But you're absolutely right, Lonzo. You have to pull the trigger and build this team if the option's on the table. Agreed completely. 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776. Text us at 71307. Couple of texts that have come in during the last few segments at ESPN. The Chiefs are going to win so hard. Yeah, I agree with you. I think of the four games, though, the Chiefs are probably my most confident pick, to tell you the truth.
I wish I could say that, but, you know, you know what? Yeah, you're out of the four, that is the one I'm the most certain of. It still makes me nervous, but it's the one I am the most certain of.
Ah, so then you are nervous about the Saints blowing it to the Bucks. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Hashtag lawyered.
More nervous. Well, I guess you're right.
You just said that.
I also wanted to point out that I've been given a week's reprieve with the COVID. So, you know, there again, I'm going to blame the fog.
Don't you dare.
We are still within that week, within those parameters.
Don't you
so
dare.
I can throw that out there. That is my defense, Your Honor.
Don't you dare. You have just committed an act of on-show perjury. Don't you dare weasel out of that, Lonzo. Come on, man.
Well, after the show, I will rearrange my audio and make it sound like I never said that.
At ESPN, Lonzo out here jinxing. Yeah, I agree. That's exactly what he's doing. After the conversation about the $690 paint splattered denim coveralls, we got this one. ESPN, how much are the blood-soaked hospital scrubs? Are you trying to start the serial killer master collection? Because that's what it sounds like. At ESPN, when do you think South Carolina fans, such as myself, can start to see a positive record? My thing with Shane Beamer, and I didn't go down this path, we'll just keep it here for a second. 4 years. I got 4 years. Let me rephrase that. 4 years if I'm seeing marked improvement.
Wait. Positive record. So that just means you got to win more than you lose.
Yeah.
They can do that next year.
I don't...
If there's non-conference involved, which I got to believe...
Well, I would say so, right?
That there's going to be non-conference again, including, you know, some lower tier teams, I say they have a winning record next year. It may be barely, but they'll have a winning record next year.
I mean, at this point, a 7-5 record would be a great start for Shane Beamer.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. All right, 844-GSP, ESPN. Quick break back after this. One segment left, then we wrap it all up with Twitter trending topics. That's all next on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. This is ESPN Upstate. Hello, Upstate South Carolina. Wrapping up the show with you here on a Friday afternoon. We have again given you all of our picks and predictions for the year. For the weekend, our NFL divisional round. Urban Meyer officially hired as the head coach of the Jags. The Jets have officially hired defensive coordinator Robert Saleh as the head coach, and the Falcons have officially hired Arthur Smith, the offensive coordinator for the Tennessee Titans, to come in and be their guy. They are also looking, the Falcons, at a new GM, by the way. They are keeping an eye on, are the Falcons, a young man by the name of Terry Fontenot. Terry Fontenot is currently with the New Orleans Saints as we speak right now. He has worked for the Saints for nearly two decades. He has not only helped as be a part of the organization that has built the Saints into what they were for the past, let's call it 14, 15 years or so, but he is also a guy that knows the Falcons intimately, obviously, spending time in that division. It is expected that Fontenot may become the guy. Worked in player scouting roles from 2008 to 2020, the director of pro scouting for the past 6 years for the New Orleans Saints. So the guy is absolutely a player-level guy. And let me tell you this, as far as bringing in a general manager, Mickey Loomis has been the GM for the Saints for a number of years. And if you work under Mickey Loomis, you're going to know what you're doing. All right. The guy has been a whiz as far as manipulating contracts. The Saints every year look like they are going to be a team that is going to have to cast off a lot of money. And yet every year, Mickey Loomis finds ways to massage the money around and bring in another player. Emmanuel Sanders was the guy they brought in this year, who has been a tremendous help to the Saints. If Emmanuel Sanders was not available during the time that Michael Thomas was out this year, I think the Saints would have been in a very difficult spot, and I don't know that they would have even been the 2 seed. They would have been probably fighting for a 4 seed, maybe even given a couple of games back in the NFC South and ending up as a wild card team. That was a season-saving move out of Mickey Loomis. So this would be an enormous hire for an Atlanta Falcons team. Thomas Dimitroff, the last couple of years, what's been frustrating to me, to be honest with you, I didn't think Dimitroff deserved to get axed. I don't think he deserved to get let go. Thomas Dimitroff put a team together for the Falcons that on paper was as good, I think, as any roster in the NFC South, realistically speaking. I think that Tampa and Atlanta competed for the best two wide receiver cores in football. I don't think that any of the issues in Atlanta are on the arm of Matt Ryan, though he did make some mental mistakes late in a couple of clutch games. Remember, he tossed that pick in, what was it, week 17, a game they could have had won if they scored, and he throws a dumb interception. But it's not on entirely Matt Ryan. That, to me, has been a failure under the headset for the Falcons the last couple of years. Terry Fontenot, if he comes in working alongside Arthur Smith, a guy who didn't really have a ton of notoriety as a potential head coaching candidate coming into this offseason, I think there's a real opportunity for this team to get everything squared up and turned around. And Fontenot, having gone to the Mickey Loomis school of general managership, I think would be a tremendous hire for the Atlanta Falcons. So we'll keep an eye on that story as it continues to develop. As we mentioned earlier in the show, real quick recap from last night, a 14-save shutout for the Carolina Hurricanes last night as game number one goes into the win category for that hockey team from up north. They did it against the Red Wings. Peter Mrazek ends up 14 saves in a shutout, his 22nd shutout in the NHL, his 8th shutout with the Hurricanes. Mrazek said, "I didn't get a lot of action, but I thought they were in our zone a lot of the night. Our defense did a great job blocking shots, so I can thank them for that." It was a phenomenal game out of the front three, specifically the top line for the Canes. Sebastian Aho ends up having himself a night, gave Carolina a 1-0 lead at 3:38 in the first period, knocked a pass from Red Wings forward Dylan Larkin out of the air, then sent a backhand cross-ice pass that tipped the stick of Tarett Avanian before going in for a goal, and it was all Hurricanes after that. So we're going to keep an eye on the NHL for you moving forward. But let's head to a break. When we come back, we wrap up the show by playing everybody's favorite game. We talk about what you're talking about around the upstate. Lonzo gives us a topic trending on Twitter. I give you 30 to 45 seconds of what I know about it without looking up why it's trending. That's next on Twitter Trending Topics and the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate.
It is time for Twitter Trending Topics, where I will give Rob a topic that is trending on Twitter, hence the title Twitter Trending Topics, and he will tell everyone what he knows about it without looking. The first thing is Nick Cage.
First off, why did you turn into Dracula when you introduced the segment?
I think we have already discussed how the only way I can do it without stuttering is to use a different voice. you might hear Goofy eventually. You might hear my Southern drawl. Whatever it takes to get the job done. But my normal voice, I always stammer when I say it. So, you know, we overcome. That's what we do here.
Play like a champion today, says Zoe. Nick Cage, don't know why he's trending, but I'm going to say this. I don't understand how Nicolas Cage, with the range of a Rotten Tomato, is yet still somehow capable of churning out movies that I will absolutely watch every time that they're on. If Con Air is on, in which Nicolas Cage...
good movie.
It's a great movie.
Look at who all's in that movie. You got Cusack.
I mean, Malkovich.
Yes.
It's a great movie.
You got Buscemi.
It's a great movie. And yet Nicolas Cage gets through it with this monotone voice the whole time.
I find his Southern drawl convincing. Was it Texas? I think he was from Texas. I can't remember.
I don't know.
All right.
It doesn't sound like anybody anywhere. Point is this. I love Nick Cage for reasons I can't explain. Because he's not a good actor. He's not like a traditionally handsome guy. He doesn't, but every movie he's in is just so terribly amazing that I'll watch them all. The only thing he's ever done that really, really disappointed me, he did one comic book movie, Zoe, and it turned out to be bad in Knight Rider.
Not Knight Rider. Yeah, Knight Rider is a totally different show. Ghost Rider.
The first
Ghost Rider was pretty good. The second one, not so much.
What was it? Spirit of Vengeance, I think, or something like that?
Yeah, that was the second one. The second one was not as good. The first one I kind of liked, but Donald Logue kind of stole the show, and it had Eva Mendes in it. So, I mean, that also, you can't go wrong with that. Here's the reason why he's trending. It's because there's a new movie out called Willy's Wonderland, where Nicolas Cage goes toe-to-toe with evil animatronics.
I saw that. He's a janitor, and he gets stuck in an amusement park, and then all the animatronics from the amusements from the attractions there in the amusement park, come to life, and he's got to fight back against them. I'm all in for that. I'm going to end up moving, because you know it's going to be campy bad, right?
Well, it's supposed to be, more than likely.
There's another superhero movie coming out now I'm completely blanking on who it is, but there's another superhero movie coming out where one of those actors in that Nick Cage camp are an old superhero who went into retirement and, like, either lost the powers or the powers faded, and then he's got to come back, and it's some campy older actor, and I can't remember who it was, but I saw the write-up for that, and I'm like, oh, let's just give me 2021, just give me all the bad movies, because I'm so here for it.
Speaking of bad movies, Steve Harvey is trending.
I don't know why Steve Harvey's trending either. Here's what I know about Steve Harvey. Why does he host everything on TV now?
He's available.
Is that the only thing he's got? Why is Steve Harvey?
So you don't think
he's
funny? You don't think Steve Harvey's funny?
He's okay. I'll tell you this. Steve Harvey's offstage comments as a person aggravate the crap out of me. Like, he's such a arrogant, morally superior with no reason to be jerk away from his comedy that it ruins his comedy for me, right? Like, I'm big on separating the artist from the art. I appreciate things that are good art from people that I don't respect as human beings, but Steve Harvey makes it really difficult for me to do that sometimes.
All right, here's why he's trending, because the Mortal Kombat movie's coming out and pictures have been dropped, and there is a picture that looks like Steve Harvey as one of the Mortal Kombat fighters. It's not. It's Mikat Williams, I think is his last name, but it does look like Steve Harvey as a Mortal Kombat fighter.
All right, give me the good one.
All right, we got time for one more. WandaVision.
Yes,
out
today on Disney Plus. Two episodes dropped today, and I got to tell you, Zoe, I'm scrolling the TL, I'm texting with the boys back home, and the overwhelming response so far is that it is immensely underwhelming, which is disappointing.
Yeah,
but I'm
going to
watch it anyway.
Yeah, I don't take other people's words for
it. I don't either.
Yeah, and much like The Mandalorian and other shows, sometimes there's a slow build, and it's a series. So I'm willing to give it a shot. Can't wait to get home to watch it.
Yep, I'll have a review for you over the weekend. Follow me on Twitter, at The Rob Brown Show. Full breakdown of WandaVision later tonight. That's it. Y'all have a great weekend. NFL Division Around, so we'll break it down on Monday. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face. Mark Ryan and Diesel up next with Offside. Stick around for that. Thanks to Zoe for all his hard work as always. See you Monday, y'all. This was The Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate. Later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.